Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A very good afternoon and a warm welcome. A lovely song starting off our afternoon by We Will Worship. Absolutely thrilled to start off yet another week with you. And that song, Grace Alone. It is indeed by grace that we are here this afternoon, right where we are. While I'm sitting at Radio Pulpit, you're probably sitting in the comfort of your home or in traffic. It could be that. But what truly matters is that we've made it to yet another week. Starting this afternoon, of course, we're starting it on a busy note. I must say, quite interesting for me because there's some admissions to be made here, but let me first say hi to this lady. So this afternoon, we're having a chat, starting it off with the Office of the Tax Ombud. And this afternoon, I am having a chat with Ms. Fundiswa Ngxeleni, who's the Acting Manager of Operations. Good afternoon and warm welcome, Ms. Fundiswa.
Good afternoon, Luca, and to you and your listeners.
I must say, I've always left it at the hands of companies I've worked for to attend to my tax matters. As much as I know that I've got to be a responsible taxpayer, for me, it's always just been a drag. One year I went into the e-filing and I was like, oh, what do I do here? Hey, there's just so much. And I left it until last week when this, and I was like, look, you really need to attend to this. I visited SARS actually. And as I sat there attending to my husband's stuff, I thought to myself, let me check myself out. And whew, thank you, Lord. I was actually very much compliant. So I think the last time I spoke to Mr. Mamabula, I was like, yo, every time I have an interview or a chat with somebody from SARS or the Tax Ombud, I'm just like, loco, be responsible. So finally, I've gone down that route. So welcome to Radio Pulpit, Ms. Ngxeleni.
Thank you so much.
And in the name of, you know, tax, I must say, if you're also shivering like I used to, this one is for you. Now, the Office of the Tax Ombud is eager to empower taxpayers by sharing important information about their rights and obligations during our Be a Smart Taxpayer campaign. That's the Tax Ombuds campaign, I must say. Apparently, this campaign is aims to empower taxpayers to be smart, to promote taxpayer rights, to embrace tax compliance. Let me not take anything away from you. Like I said, welcome, Ms. Ngxeleni. Tell me, is it true that services are offered by the Office of the Tax Ombud are absolutely free?
They are absolutely free in the sense that you, as the taxpayer approaching our office for assistance, you don't pay for that service. So it's at no cost to you.
Okay.
But it's funded, obviously, through taxpayer money by the government. So I only say it's at no cost to a taxpayer that's actually lodging a complaint.
Oh, okay. Now, can you take us through the process of how one can then access these services?
So I'll start with how you can get hold of us, if that's okay, then I'll walk you through it.
Okay.
So we've got physical presence only in one office, which is in Menlyn Corner. The easiest way that you can find us is, if I say it's opposite Menlyn Mall, but the actual address is 87 Freaky De Beer Street at Menlyn Corner. Or you can call us on a toll-free number, which is 080-066-2837, or you can email us at complaints@taxombud.gov.za. We still have a fax number, 012-452-5013. But if you want comprehensive information about the services that we offer and what we are about, our annual reports, everything, how to lodge a complaint, you just go to www.taxombud.gov.za.
And
so when you go,
you can finish what you say.
When you go into our website, then if you are interested in lodging a complaint and you don't know how to, it takes you through the whole process, and you can download then the complaint form, email it back to us, and then we capture it and we acknowledge complaints that have been submitted to us within 2 days of receipt.
Wow.
And then it's escalated to the team that does the actual evaluation of the complaint itself.
All right. Do people really still send faxes?
You'll be surprised. I don't want to name the profession, but it's my profession that really believed in fax or in hand-delivered copies. So, yeah, no, we still get people like that.
Oh, wow. Very interesting, I must say. Now, you've been running a campaign called Be a Smart Taxpayer. What does this campaign entail regarding taxpayer rights, and what has been its impact so far?
Right. The Be a Smart Taxpayer campaign, we launched it, I believe, last year in the second quarter sometime. And what we aim to do is to just empower taxpayers by promoting awareness about their rights and encouraging, obviously, tax compliance. And just some key aspects of the campaign is that we just aim to empower through knowledge. So we educate taxpayers about their rights and obligations, mm-hmm. and we help them to understand how to manage, obviously, their tax affairs effectively. Having said that, Luko, we don't provide advice, right? So if you've got a specific issue, like, for example, you're saying that I just want to understand if I am liable to pay the X amount of money, we don't provide those services. Okay. So when you call us, we will then redirect you back to SARS to make those inquiries. Or if it's a technical issue, I always say to people, rather procure the services of a professional who specializes in that field, so that from the get-go, you know that you are dealing with a person that's a subject matter expert in terms of what the issue entails, rather than trying to go at it by yourself. And then somewhere down the line, you find that you misinterpreted maybe legislation, or you missed the specific time frame in which you were supposed to act. That's one of the key aspects of it. And we also try to encourage compliance. So how we approach it, we're saying that we promote a proactive approach to tax responsibilities, and we try to encourage taxpayers to comply with tax laws and opt to legally available benefits to them.
So, Ms. Nolan, I think to put it simpler to a layperson, there's something you mentioned there. So basically, if I am disputing perhaps the money that SARS says I owe, or I'm not too sure, you're not the right person. It must be a matter of, I've taken it up with SARS, we don't seem to be agreeing on this, and I can prove that I am not owing SARS, basically. So if I feel it's unjust how they've treated me, only then do I run to you.
Then you can come to us. But if I can touch on something that's very important briefly, is that before you approach us,
okay,
you first need to bring your issue internally within SARS. There's an office within them that deals with taxpayer complaints. It's called a Complaints Management Office. You first then give SARS an opportunity to try and resolve the specific issue that you are raising before approaching us. So that's a standard practice actually across all ombuds, even if you go to the bank ombud. If you approach them without having raised your issue with the bank, they refer you back to the bank and say, raise the issue with them first. Let's see if they don't assist you within the specific time frames that they afforded, then you can approach us.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, we understand that your office is creating awareness about taxpayers' rights and has produced a publication referred to as the Compilation of Taxpayers' Rights, Entitlements and Obligations. What is your role in protecting taxpayers' rights?
So our role is very crucial in protecting taxpayer rights. In that, it's just three things that I want to touch on. We look at advocacy and awareness. So we actively promote awareness of taxpayer rights through campaigns like this one, Be a Smart Taxpayer, and through publications such as the Compilation of Taxpayer Rights, Entitlements and Obligations. Just quickly, that documents the Compilation of Taxpayer Rights, Entitlements and Obligations. It's literally what it is. What we did, went through all the pieces of fire legislation, like your tax handbooks, we went through the Constitution, and your PAJA and your PIAT Act, then what we did was to just identify provisions that taxpayers, especially lay taxpayers, that are supposed to be aware of in terms of their rights and what they're entitled to and obviously their obligations. Then we also look at, we provide a platform for taxpayers to lodge complaints against us. So what we do, we investigate the complaints independently and impartially, and we ensure that in their dealings with SARS, they receive fair treatment. And lastly, we just aim to balance the powers and duties of SARS with the rights, obviously, and obligations of taxpayers. This then helps to ensure that SARS's actions are just and that taxpayers are not unfairly treated. In a nutshell, that's what it's about.
Okay. One of the rights mentioned is that you're entitled to receive quality and timely services from SARS. What does this mean exactly?
So it means a couple of things. That you are, SARS should provide you timely responses to any of your queries and requests. So there's a document on the SARS website. It's called the Taxpayer Charter. The Taxpayer Charter outlines all the specific time frames that are attached to certain actions or processes within SARS. If, let's say, that the, I want to give a specific example, the Tax Administration Act provides that when you lodge an objection, let's say that you are aggrieved by an assessment, right?
Okay.
And you decide then to dispute that assessment by lodging an objection. In terms of the Act, SARS has 60 business days to take a decision on that objection if there's no further information that they've requested. So if they've requested further information, then we're looking at a different time frame. So you'll find that there are specific time frames like that, and there's also time frames then that are not outlined in the Act. Then SARS, on the SARS service charter, they'll indicate, for example, that if you are selected for a verification, let's say a single period, SARS has 21 business days to finalize that verification process. So that's one aspect of it. And then you also look at the fact that we're saying that taxpayers should be treated with respect and professionalism in all interactions that they have with the SARS staff. And you should also be kept informed about the status of your tax matters. Let's say, for example, that you're selected again for verification. SARS should inform you of the progress. They should keep you updated of the progress of your verification. If it's full scope audit, again, it's provided for in the Act that they must give you a progress report.
So this is all within the time stipulated for them to give you a response. There should be regular updates.
There should be regular updates.
Okay.
But for, again, remember we're running this campaign where we're saying that we want taxpayers to be aware of their rights. We want taxpayers to be smart, especially that now we're having another filing season is approaching us. So I want to encourage all the listeners that please go on the SARS website, familiarize yourself with the SARS service charter. All the time frames are outlined so that you know that when this is what I'm busy with, and SARS is not adhering to the time frame. Number one, what is that time frame? Then what should I then do if they don't adhere to that time frame? What the taxpayer should do is that you must call SARS and say that you selected me for a verification. The service charter says you're supposed to finalize it within 21 business days. You have not done that. I am therefore lodging a query. We start with a query first. You wait another 21 business days. If they don't resolve your query within the 21 business days, you then approach the complaints management office. If they don't deal with the issue that you are raising with them within the 21 business days, then you approach our offices. Without taking too much of your time.
A lot of 21 days to wait.
There are exceptions to those time frames. Again, I'm going to encourage our listeners to go to our website this time around.
Okay.
You'll find that there's a document called Systemic Identified Systemic Issues. Just read up on it. That's where the exception comes in, that if your matter falls within that identified systemic category, then you then don't have to undergo all these steps that are just outlined. You can just come to us directly. So it's two websites, SARS's website, and then ours for systemic investigations.
Very clear, I must say. Now, can you take us through some other taxpayer rights and how taxpayers should understand them and their implications?
Okay. Let's start with, I think, the right to finality.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take the example that you've been selected for verification or an audit or investigation.
Mm-hmm.
What that simply means is that once you're selected for verification, an investigation for that matter, SARS cannot keep you in limbo indefinitely or deal with that matter indefinitely.
Mm.
They then need to take a decision. That's why we're saying that you have a right to finality. So every procedure and every process that SARS does or embarks on, there has to be a point where they finalize it.
Mm.
And we always talk about within a reasonable period.
Okay.
Which will then be coupled with the complexity of the matter. Obviously, if the matter is complex, it's going to take a bit of time because maybe there's interpretation issues and legal opinions need to be sorted and the like. So, again, caveat, if it's a complicated matter, it will obviously look outside now the reasonable period of 21 days.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is the right to privacy and confidentiality.
Mm.
What that means is that your personal and financial information, it must be kept confidential by SARS.
Mm.
This then protects your privacy and ensures that your information is not disclosed without your consent, consent except as required by law. So I like this one because with the advent of your social media and people posting anything, we've seen taxpayers who are busy with their personal matters with then go to social media and they write things, right? And SARS then, I just want to put it out there, SARS and the OTO for that matter has a right to respond.
Sure.
Now, when SARS or the OTO responds, then the taxpayer comes back and says, but no, now you're disclosing my information. And you find that there's nothing new that SARS is disclosing. They are simply responding in line with what the taxpayer put out there. So if you put out your personal and confidential information to the public, SARS will respond or the OTO will respond within the confines of what you put out there.
Sure.
So you can't then raise the issue of confidentiality and privacy when you yourself as a taxpayer have disclosed that.
Am I correct to say this is a whole lot to do with celebrities most of the time, where they go and they slam the likes of SARS? I know one in particular who's in trouble right now, who went on a television program and spoke about disputes, you know, that were in place with SARS. So are you saying in that case where SARS is, in inverted commas, dragged in such a public platform, SARS has a right to then come back and say, hey, he or she must tell the whole truth because this is the matter at hand?
Yes, they have a right to respond, and importantly for that, like I said, respond within what has been put out there.
Okay.
Because in that way, you are still, you won't be charged with disclosing personal and confidential information when you confine your response to what the taxpayer has actually put out there. But if you disclose now new things that are personal and confidential that the taxpayer did not disclose, then it's a different ballgame altogether.
Oh, sure. This gets stickier and stickier. Tell me, Ms. Galen, which taxpayer right has the most significant meaning and why?
I didn't get your question.
Which taxpayer right has the most significant meaning and why?
Is that question, is it my personal preference? Because I can give you an answer if it's my personal preference.
Okay.
In my view, that I can say is it's got a significant meaning.
Okay.
First off, I just want to say that all taxpayer rights are important, right?
Mm.
But I consider the right to just administrative action to be particularly significant, because it ensures that SARS acts fairly,
yes,
reasonably, and lawfully in all its dealings with taxpayers. So for me, not to say that maybe somebody will have a different view, but for me...
Not to say there's a least important
no,
one.
No.
Oh man, you know what? I always say it's always great. You know, I do a legal slot on the show, and I always say we love hearing all our rights. You know, it's beautiful. It's music to our ears. But then there's responsibilities with law. But I think now we're talking about obligations. I think it's important for us to know. So lastly, tell us about the obligations of taxpayers. Are we really obligated to pay taxes?
Yes, Luko. All of us are obligated to pay taxes, please. Especially when you are supposed to. Simply meaning that you registered as a taxpayer, be it as a VAT vendor or for company income tax or for personal income tax. If you qualify, let's say for PIT, you are above a certain threshold where they start levying tax, then you have to be obligated to pay taxes. Because it's a fundamental aspect, right, of the tax system. And it's essential for the proper funding of the government and the provision of public services.
True.
So people don't want to hear that part of it. They just want to hear about that. I've got a right to fair and just administrative action.
Yeah.
I have a right to privacy. I have a right to finality. They are all well and good, but let's balance it now with your obligations, because with every right comes an obligation.
Eish, yeah. I know every payday there's cries, yo, tax man.
the funniest thing is that people just assume, or there's this misconception with some people, that people that work at SARS, and maybe the OTO admit, we don't have to pay taxes.
Yo.
We go through the same process and painstakingly so, because you can't afford to be an employee of those organizations, and you are not compliant.
That's true.
So we need to set the tone that when I own, if I can't afford to pay before the due date, I have to make arrangements on how I'm going to pay. And obviously then staff has full discretion whether to allow my request or not.
Sure. But there's no level of leniency. Processes are processes, and the law is the law.
That's where it comes that, you know what I touched on earlier, that everybody should be treated the same. So there can't be exceptions for people that work maybe at the OTO and maybe at SARS,
yeah,
over the general public. It must be applied consistently and uniformly across the board.
Sure.
Just to touch on what our obligations are, we are obligated to pay taxes, that's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I always encourage honesty and accuracy.
Mm.
So what I mean by that is that we must be honest and accurate in our dealings with SARS. Just means that we provide truthful information on our submission of tax returns and other documents. And we need to file timely and make payment timely. As I've said, if you can't afford to pay the total outstanding tax liability, you are allowed to make representations in terms of, let's say, your compromise or your installment payment agreement.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. No, you know what? I was actually laughing last week when I checked my tax matters with the gentleman at SARS. I was like, you know, I was worried. Was this submitted? Because I never submitted it. Does SARS know about this? The stuff that I just never took there because I was just being lazy. And the gentleman laughed at me because he said to me, look, all the systems are advanced now. We know you were in a certain medical aid at a certain time here. Look, we know you bought a car at a certain time. I'm like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, no, we've made sure that all of this is settled. So I was like, oh, I'm glad. I'm absolutely glad about that because I was panicking. So, yeah, we have to be truthful. I agree with you on that. Don't ever think there is something that SARS will not pick up.
That's why they go through, some taxpayers get very excited if they're not selected for verification or audit. And then once they're selected, now they're like, no, but all these years, you've never selected me. Why are you selecting me now? Or conversely, you are selected for verification year in, year out. And we always have to explain at the Office of the Tax Ombudsman that you're not selected by a person. There's a technology that they use that's used for selection.
Yes.
Just to remove that end of, you know, no bias where somebody can come and say, but that you're targeting me. So if there's no human intervention, then it helps to minimize that risk.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Ms. Millen, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate this knowledge. I think it's very important. It really is very important.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great one then.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.